local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Gary Graves on a, we'll call it rainy. No, we don't want to be that cruel. On an afternoon of football here at Harpersville, it's overcast. It has not been raining so far. Everybody's here with all sorts of hoodies and sweatshirts, and everybody's got their umbrella ready, but so far they haven't had to put any up. If we go into scoring recap very quickly, we can pretty much say that it's been all deposit Hancock. They came into this ball game coming up from their Route 17 locations, and they drove up here in their big bad bus, and they pretty much dominated Harpersville so far in this contest. Things were rolling along with a big drive for the Harpersville Hornets as they had gone the length of the football field, but a bad pitch was picked up by Evan Thomas. He went 70 yards for the first score of this ball game. That came at 8:42 of the first period. The PAT run by Eli Holton Chandler made it an 8-0 contest. And with that, it looked like it was going to be that way for a long, long time. But with 9:49 showing on the clock in the second quarter, a one-yard run by Tyler Phillips made it 14-0. The point after attempt was no good. That was a pass. And that score held up until Rocco Christian went in on a four-yard scamper around the left end with 2:09 remaining in period number two. And that made it 20-0. A PAT kick attempt was way wide left, and the score stayed right there. So that's where it stands right now. Now, this is a league game in Division 7. If we looked at what's going on in Division 7 right now, we would see that the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats have a commanding lead in league play. And we will tell you more about that coming up after we take a quick timeout. Here at our Morabito Halftime Report, you're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union.
There is a difference.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years, downtown Sydney Center.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Terry Graves here at Harpersville on a Saturday afternoon, 1st of October. It was one of those weekends. You know, October can be such a wonderful month. It can be bright and sunny and just perfect conditions to enjoy autumn leaves, or it can be cold and blustery, and I think we're hitting a little bit more of the latter. We started to tell you about the standings in Division 7, and we said that Bainbridge-Guilford, the Bobcats, have now a commanding 3-0 lead. They topped Oxford last night, so the Oxford Blackhawks fall to 1-2 in league play, and the BG Bobcats are up to 3-0. And they were sharing the lead with the Walton Warriors coming into the contest last night, or this week of play. And Walton is going up against Delhi today. And if the Walton Warriors end up winning that ball game, it will be a clash of two unbeaten teams when we see the BG Bobcats over at Walton next Saturday afternoon. That could be a sweet, sweet game. So, in any event, not getting ahead of ourselves, we see BG and Walton on the top of Division 7 standings. Harpersville and Oxford were both 1-1. Oxford was beaten last night, so they'll fall to 1-2. Harpersville is trailing in this ball game. That could leave them at 1-2. And Deposit Hancock could now go up to 1-2 should they hang on and win this ball game. So there'll be a scamper for slots in the middle of the standings. The other game that you saw last night saw the Sydney Warriors get their first league win over Unitego last night. So Green is the top Division 5. And the outside of that, we really have no clue what's going on, because Sydney and Unadilla Valley Edmiston were standing in there without a league game yet, and UVE is playing Sherburn today. That's a non-league game, another non-league game. So it looks like Unitego is going to be dropping down a slot by way of their loss last night. Chenango Forks is at 0-1 right now. We don't know exactly what's going to happen with their game today. So we have lots of mysteries up in Division 5, and we will choose not to speculate. We'll wait until Monday morning and see how that goes. That means that you don't do the Monday morning quarterbacking, right? Harry Graves here at Harpersville on a Saturday afternoon. We'll have the rest of this ball game coming up in just about 4 minutes. So you're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 48% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
The Egley Machine Company in Sydney proudly supports live high school sports on WCDO. Egley Machine reminds all students that today's job market is highly competitive, so it's very important to complete your education. Prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career, no matter what field you're going into. Egley Machine Company is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for other companies. Good luck to all our local teams this season from the Egley family and Egley Machine Company of Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves back here at Harpersville on an overcast Saturday afternoon. If you live outside the WCDO broadcast area, or if you have relatives who live far away and they want to listen, you can enjoy all of our WCDO football broadcasts. Now, all of these sports broadcasts have been archived, so you can go to the WCDO website, click on the Sports tab, then go into the Sports Audio Vault, and all of our games are right there. You just select the game that you want, and you listen. It's as easy as that. Listen anytime you want, too, 24 hours a day. That website again, www.wcdo.com. www.wcdoradio.com, wcdoradio.com. And remember, these archived games are archived. They're not streaming audio. So as a result, you'll have to wait a few minutes for the game to be there. Well, guess what, folks? The first half of this game will be audio archived in just a few moments, so you can go back and listen to that. Neat, huh? I want to give a thank you to all of the folks who are officiating this game tonight. Vern Rowens is the referee. Dave Rudkowski is the umpire. Marty Kluka is the line judge. George Reel, the linesman. And Vince Spillane is the back judge. And those are the people all out of the Southern Tier chapter of officials. We have the Harpersville Hornets back on the field. We will be seeing the Deposit, yeah, they're coming in down the field now. Deposit Hancock Eagles are coming down and entering the field off to our left, and they'll go into their warm-ups, and we're just about a minute away from the start of this contest. If we look at what has Deposit done this year, they ended up beating Eldred in the first contest of the year. That was a 35-6 score, and then they were beat up by Walton after having their second game of the season flooded out. They were beat up by Walton 48-7 and topped by Bainbridge-Guilford last week 21-0. As far as Harpersville was concerned, they won the league the season opener to non-league foe Whitney Point 33-8. Their second week game against Tioga was canceled because of flooding. Then they were beaten by Bainbridge-Guilford by a 41-20 score, and then came back to defeat Delhi last week by a single point, 13-12. So that brings you up to date on what we have had transpire so far. So now both teams are making their way back out onto the field and getting ready to go for the, I keep wanting to say Lumberjacks, it's the Deposit Hancock Eagles. For those of you who are longtime watchers, it's the Deposit Lumberjacks for everything that is non-football, and the Hancock Wildcats for things that are not football. But where they join forces, it is the Deposit Hancock Eagles, and they are now getting ready to receive the kick. The ball will be teed up. Let's see, who is out there? It looks to me like that is going to be number 80, I believe. No, it's got to be number 60. Yep, Brendan Van Etten. His jersey is just crunched up enough so you can't see in the front of it who it is. But the clock has been reset. It is now up to 12 minutes. The ball is being brought to the near sideline and thrown out. Apparently there's something they didn't like about that football. I don't know if there's a blister on it or what, but now the folks at Harpersville are scrambling to find a new game ball. And now they're looking, one, two. Well, they are going to take this and show it to the officials and see if that is going to, nope. They kicked that into Brendan Van Etten, and Van Etten didn't like the ball. He tossed it back. Now they give him one that he likes, and he goes out and he will show that now to the official and get ready to tee it up. So we're just about ready to go. I had never seen that happen before. In this wonderful game called high school sports, you see all kinds of things you've never seen before. So 12 minutes on the clock, 20-0 is our score. Deposit Hancock leading. Approaching the football will be Brendan Van Etten. He kicks it. It's going to be a long one, and it will be taken downfield, and the ball will be gathered in and run back by number 21. That is Rocco Christian, and Christian will be stopped at the 30-yard line, and we will have things going there. Well, the two mystery men have been identified. Will Lester, who was given to us as number 11, is wearing number 12. And Shane Winans will be number 34. He's wearing a different jersey. He was on the original roster as being number 30, and we've seen him a time or two in there. So now Derek Leno, barks out the signals, goes to Rocco Christian, and Christian will get a little bit of running room, and he will go up the right side, pick up about two, possibly three, and finally be brought down at, we'll call it, the 36-yard, 34-yard line. Gain on that play of about three. 11:25 clock running, period number three. This a later than normal football game because it was delayed for an hour by the SATs. With the ball going to be number two. That is going to be Evan Thomas, the fullback for this team. He gets across to the 35-yard line. He goes down hard and is wincing in pain. It looks to be a knee because he is holding a leg. He will be held up in there for a bit of a break as now he's being administered to by trainers from both teams. And now they're giving a call. It may be for the, it may very well be for the ambulance. We will see. I don't know where the ambulance is located here, but there was a definite call that went out to somebody. Yep, and now one of the emergency squad people is coming out, and they are bringing the ambulance down the sideline. And if they have called for something that quickly, you can almost tell that it is going to be some either dislocation or break. You're listening to football on a Saturday afternoon. Harry Graves here for your station for sports. I want to remind you that coming up next week, and now all of a sudden we see that he's a whole lot more comfortable than he was before, and they're actually calling the ambulance back. So maybe he was in great pain to begin with, and I made the initial call that you can see something bad. One of the trainers for the one of the coaches had called for the ambulance to come in. The ambulance has lights on, but he has not advanced any further than that. He's at the track, and now they're going to allow him to stay there and actually help him up. And we do see, I want to say that was Evan Thomas, you want to see him putting a little bit of weight on that leg. So apparently he is going to be allowed to stay on the sidelines and will not be administered to in an off-premises location. I want to remind you that we do have an interesting pair of games coming up for you next week. It will be Windsor at Unitego on Friday night. That's homecoming game at Unitego. And then on Saturday afternoon, it could be a battle of the unbeatens with Bainbridge-Guilford over at Walton next Saturday afternoon. We do not know. Walton is playing their arch-rival Delhi in a game today. Anything can happen with that, but Delhi has been winless so far this season. All right, so now they're going to move everybody off the field. The ambulance is off here. Now they're letting, let's see, it's going to be a new man coming in, number 12. That, who did we say that was? That was Will Lester. So Will Lester is in there. We'll have to see who is taking Evan Thomas's place in the backfield. That looks to me like it might be number 23, Marcus Shaver. And the snap goes out to Lenio. The ball is going to be snapped away at the last moment, but it's going to be pitched out intended for Rocco Christian. Christian couldn't get a hold of that ball quickly enough, and as a result, the ball is going to be recovered by the Harpersville Hornets in excellent field position. They have that ball inside the 25-yard line, so it will be first down Hornets. And play will resume at the 23-yard line. So first and 10, Harpersville. And they're very quickly counting up to make sure the right number of men are on the field. And Mason Dean split way out to the near side. So is Luke Johnson. The play will go right up the middle as it is going to be brought up by number 34, Andrew Kimmel. Kimmel gets down to inside the 10. Now they'll move the ball back, but still not to the high side of the 10. And at 10:35, period number 3, they say first and goal for the Harpersville Hornets. Harpersville trails in this ball game 20-0 to deposit Hancock. Johnson split way out to the near side. Eric Storrs to the far side. The ball will be kept on the ground. Kimmel picking up a yard, maybe two, as he tried to test the center of the line after they spread out the defense. Gain on that play down, we'll call it, to about the eight and a half yard line. Now the linesman goes over and changes the little marker that he has on the sideline. Mason Dean coming out of the ball game. Eric Storrs splitting out to the left side, way down, and nobody follows him down. Long count by Slavik. Slavik going to the second man through. That will be Marcus Shaver. What am I talking about? Getting the wrong guy. Let's try Pomeroy. We'll get the right team here in just a second. Carry in there, number 43, that is Jonathan Pomeroy, carries it up. Now we're down close to the 6 yard line, third and goal to go for the Harpersville Hornets. Eric Storrs split to the near side this time. He'll get tired just running back and forth across the field. Once again, ooh, the ball has been coughed up and the deposit Hancock Eagles are looking excited. Now we'll have to wait and see what the officials are going to say. I believe they're going to say that the play had stopped, that it was fourth down, fourth and goal to go for the Harpersville Hornets. Eric Gatto coming into the ball game. Stephen Lee, it's his turn to come to the bench and sit it out. 8:29 showing on the clock. Storrs goes out to one side. Johnson out to the other as both men are split wide apart. Slavik barks out his signal, sends a man in motion, and he is going to now go to Mason Dean, who will go in for the touchdown. So Mason Dean managing to get a, we'll call it, 3 yard run. So Mason Dean going on in and making it a 20-6 contest. So Mason Dean scoring first for the Harpersville Hornets in period number 3, 8:12 showing on the clock. And now it will be Mason Dean holding. And the point after attempt will be coming up here, and I believe they're going to say that is Van Etten. It is going to be up, and it is going to be good. So the PAT kick is up and good, and that makes it now a 20-7 contest. You're listening to football on a Saturday afternoon on your station for sports, WCDO.
Your locally owned Sidney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores proudly support high school sports on WCDO. This week's super specials include 80% lean fresh ground chuck, 3 pounds or more, only $2.29 a pound. 5 pound bags of white potatoes, buy one, get one free. 24 ounce Best Jet ketchup, 5 for $5. 48 ounce 80s ice cream, $2.99. 2 liter bottles of Pepsi and Mountain Dew, 3 for $3. And in the deli, Russer smoked Virginia ham, just $4.99 a pound. Plus, you can earn a $20 gift certificate if you spend $400 in groceries from now till November 12th at the Sidney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Watch your totals grow at the bottom of your receipt each time you shop. Use it towards your Thanksgiving meal or whatever you choose. From your locally owned Sidney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores, Unadilla now open at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 8 a.m. Sundays.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Barry Graves back here at Harpersville trying to recap a most unusual play. Brendan Van Etten, 5'7", 184 pounds, put a big foot behind it, and the ball went way down to about the 15-yard line. Great run back in there by Taylor. That is going to be Tyler. Tyler Phillips ran up the left side and managed to get all the way up to about the 30-yard line. And then as he was hit, the ball popped loose, recovered by the Harpersville Hornets, and now they have possession after scoring to make the score 20-7. Isaac Gatto now will manage to get the first run from scrimmage. He moves from the 31 up to the 35-yard line. Pick up on that play of, we'll say, a little more than three. But we'll still call it 2nd and 7. Johnson split out to the near side as it's going to be Ryan Slavik and company on the march. In motion will be Mason Dean. Handoff goes to Dean. Dean is going to be hit immediately in his own backfield. And as a result, it will be a loss of a couple of yards on that play. 3rd and about 9. For the Harpersville Hornets, 7 minutes even, period number 3. So we promised you a wild and woolly game, folks, and that's exactly what we're getting. Overcast in Harpersville. It's been gray skies all day, but it has not rained. Eric Storrs split to the near side. Dean goes in motion. It will be Kimmel with the carry as he will pick up a couple. He'll get up close to the 35-yard line and be stopped there. 6:27 and the clock still running. 4th and about 7. So the Hornets will bring in the kicking team. And it's going to be Mason Dean who will be doing the punting. He directs his teammates where he wants them. And everybody's standing up for just a moment to make sure that everything is the way everybody wants it. The complaint was that the ball was not within the hash mark. So now the official picks up the football, moves it toward the center of the field. Dean is ready to go. He'll be kicking from the 25. He gets a good foot under it. It bounces at the 35 and takes a big Harpersville bounce. They're just going to let it roll, and it will take that big Hornet bounce. Eli Holton Chandler just watched the ball roll about another 10 yards, and it will finally be put into play inside the 30 at about the 25, maybe in the 24-yard line is where they'll spot it down, and the Eagles will take over possession of the football. So the Deposit Hancock Eagles leading in this ball game by a 20-7 score inside 6 minutes of period number 3. Man split way out to the far side. The ball's going to be kept on the ground. It will be carried in there by number 27 or 26, Eli Holton Chandler. Chandler picking up a couple of yards as he will get across the 25 up to about the 29 before he is going to be finally tripped up. Now he goes to the sideline, a play being brought in by one of his teammates. So we're going to have Tyler Phillips in there, among others. Number 21 also is in there. That's Rocco Christian. Long count by Derek Lenio. Lenio dropping back, passes it complete. Going to be grabbed down in there by number 21. That is going to be Rocco Christian. Christian gets out toward midfield before he's run out of bounds right in front of the Eagles bench over across the way at the 46-yard line. 5:04 showing on the clock. 20-7 is our score. Deposit leading 2 touchdowns to 1. 3 touchdowns to 1. So first and 10, Eagles. Derek Lenio surveying the situation. Now goes to the big man, number 23. That is going to be Marcus Shaver. Shaver getting across the 50-yard line to about the 49. Gain of about 6. We do not have heights and weights on the rosters that were submitted to the various officials around the area. We will say Marcus is a good-sized player. Lots of manpower there. And he runs like it was all muscle. 4.5 minutes left in period number 3. Josh Koch up over the football at center. Man is going in motion. That is going to be Tyler Phillips. The pitch comes back to Rocco Christian. Here on the near side, Christian turns the corner. He's going to be ridden out of bounds by Mason Dean. Dean riding him out at the 40-yard line. So it is that sort of a day today. First down, Eagles. Two new men coming into the lineup, bringing new plays in. Holton Chandler is one of them. Now the center and the rest of the team break out of the huddle. Number 89, James Wayrock, making his first appearance in the ballgame. He's off on the right side. Pitch comes back to Rocco Christian. Christian, who is ever so past, puts down his left shoulder. He stays excited as the Dickens, even though he was met right at the line of scrimmage and stopped there. Inside 4 minutes remaining in period number 3. The ball just inches inside the 40-yard line. And now we are going to have a momentary official timeout. It looks like somebody stepped out of his shoe. Now he's back in and we're ready to go. Derek Lenio, standing tall, looking up and down his line, now barks his signals. He's ready to go. He drops back, rolls to his right. Now he passes a little bit off balance, but the ball is going to be complete. Tyler Phillips manages to take it inside the 25 at about the 23-yard line. So great pass that time by Derek Lenio. He saw a man coming. He was actually sort of leaning backwards, firing that ball away at the same time. And very alertly, Tyler Phillips turned around, managed to make the completion. So we have now 3:33 on the clock, period number 3. Lenio and company coming up, splitting off to the near side. Shane Winans. The ball will be carried in there by Lenio. He's going to keep it himself. He gets down to the 20. Gain of a couple on that play. 3:15. But that means that the clock will keep running. Going out of the ball game will be Winans. His replacement coming in, that is going to be Wayrock coming back in again. The coaching staff for the Eagles going to the bench and getting some fresh recruits. We will make mention of the fact that power fullback Evan Thomas is sitting on the bench at the far side with ice on that knee. The ball will be carried by Christian, left side this time. No significant gain on that play. They'll flip the down marker over. It's going to stay at third and about 8. So the Eagles leading in this ball game by a 20-7 score here with 2:19 showing on the clock. Period number 3, the Harpersville Hornet defensive unit has seen more action today than they really care to see in a ball game. Now Koch and company, the rest of those interior linemen out. Right up behind him is Lenio. He barks his signal, snaps the ball back. Lenio wants to pass. He has a man open downfield. and it is going to be received in there by Brett Baker, but they're going to say he was out of bounds before he went in. So as a result, it will be first down and goal to go, the ball at about the one-yard line. So Brett Baker had an opportunity to get into the scoring column, but it won't be on that particular play. 1:50 showing on the clock, period number three, and the ball will be kept on the ground. Let's see. It will be number seven. That is Tyler Phillips. He'll get to the line of scrimmage and will not get in for the score. So Lenio now awaits the play to come in from the far sideline. Shane Winans will bring that play in. He passes the message along. Lenio breaks out of the huddle. Winans split out to the left side. And the ball will be on the ground, carried in there by number 23, Marcus Schaefer. So Marcus Schaefer, getting a two-yard plunge, will now manage to kick that score up to 26-7 for the Eagles. So give Schaefer an opportunity to get into the scoring column. So far, it has been Evan Thomas, Tyler Phillips, Rocco Christian, and now Marcus Schaefer, all scoring here for Deposit Hancock. PAT kick is going to be attempted in there by number 71. It is going to be way off and to the right. Blake Butler kicks it up and no good. And with that, we have ourselves a 26-7 contest. The Deposit Hancock Eagles leading in this contest. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Terry Graves back here at Cloudy Harpersville. Well, at halftime, it was a 20-0 contest, and these two teams have just simply scored a goal apiece, and we have ourselves a 26-7 contest as we are about a minute away from the fourth and final quarter. Ball being teed up now by big old number 71, that is Blake Butler. He has it ready to go. He has the ball set almost sideways on the tee. So just watch this. It's probably not the longest kick you've seen in history. Butler has everybody lined up, and he now kicks it low. But it goes surprisingly long, down to the 25. It'll be picked up by Eric Storrs. Storrs breaks away from one, and now breaks away from two and three. He gets to midfield, across to the 48-yard line, and he's finally going to be brought down there. Fine run by Eric Storrs, getting over to the 48-yard line in Deposit Lumberjack, Deposit Hancock Eagle territory. Boy, there is a determined group of fans around here. It is a bit chilly. A number of people putting on their long woolies, I think, today. We have the advantage of being in a press box, glass enclosed. You don't hear quite the same amount of cheering that you normally see. Look out, Mason Dean takes the pitch. He could go all the way. And speedy Mason Dean goes in for the touchdown. So Mason Dean, picking up a 48-yard run, will now make it a 26-13 contest. as we see the Harpersville Hornets making no effort at all to keep the score the way it's been. They want to get back into this ball game, and they intend to do it now. Period number three, 48 seconds showing on the clock. So Mason Dean scampering 48 yards, and he turned the afterburners on that one. Van Etten will do the kicking. He has the ball down. Dean takes the snap, puts the ball down. It's going to be kicked up and through. So the PAT kick is up through the uprights, and that was by Van Etten, and that will make it 26-14. So we still have 48 seconds of period number three. Anything can happen. You're listening to football on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It will be Brendan Van Etten kicking for the Hornets. He approaches the football and kicks it low and lean as it goes down across the 50, the 40, down to about the 30-yard line. And it will be falling on it there by Marcus Shaver. He will not try to take a run back. 42.9 seconds remaining. So 26-14 is our score. For those of you who joined us late at the end of halftime, it was a 20-0 ball game. And since then, the Harpersville Hornets have managed to score two touchdowns and make it now an interesting contest. 26-14 is the score. Carrick Lenio leading his Eagles out of the huddle. Comes back up. He goes in there to Tyler Phillips. Phillips gets back to the line of scrimmage. He will not get much running room. He is going to end up with gaining possibly a yard. And it will bring up a second and about nine. The ball being put down right on the 30-yard line. Play stops momentarily while one of the Eagles fixes his shoe. A lot of people get their football shoes knocked off today. 10 seconds clock running. Lenio's just looking around, and now he's finally going to go in there to number 26. That will be Holton Chandler, and Chandler gets across the 35. He has a gain in there. We'll call it of about six, but with that, period number three runs out. So we end up with a 26-14 score at the end of three complete periods of play. The Deposit Hancock Eagles over the Harpersville Hornets. We'll be back with period number four coming up soon on your station for sports, WCDO.
Help wanted. The Sydney McDonald's has positions available for all shifts. The Sydney McDonald's offers flexible hours, competitive wages, discounted food, free uniforms, and more. No experience necessary. Join the number one team at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Stop in any day and ask for an application from one of our managers. Apply online if you can, or stop in for an application. Open interviews are held every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The Sydney McDonald's is an equal opportunity employer. Open till 11 p.m. 7 days a week.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Billy Graves back here at Harpersville on a Saturday afternoon. It's a chilly one, folks. They were saying that the temperature might not get much above 50 today. Well, it's proven to be they're right. So it will be Lenio and company. He'll go back to Phillips, and Phillips will get through to the line of scrimmage and not much more. He probably lost a foot or two on that. Brings up a fourth down, and still will call it two, as we have opened the fourth and final period of this ball game. As he always does, number 56, that is going to be Dusty Carroll. He continues to be the defensive cheerleader out there for these Harpersville Hornets. Split off to the near side, number 26, that's Holton Chandler, looking to protect everybody back there, is going to be Marcus Shaver. Finally, the ball is going to be kicked away by Blake Butler. It will get across midfield, hit at the 40, continue rolling there, and it looks like they'll put it in play at about the 27-yard line. So the Harpersville Hornets will be taking over as the ball is kicked away by the Eagles. Coming up next weekend on WCDO, a pair of interesting games for you. It will be Windsor at Unitego in the homecoming contest on Friday night. And then on Saturday afternoon, another homecoming contest. This one, possibly a battle of the unbeatens. Bainbridge-Guilford will be at Walton in their Saturday afternoon game. Ooh, look out. It's going to be carried in there by number 47. That is going to be, they tell me, Pomeroy. Let's see. Well, now all of a sudden I got a mystery man for, I guess that was going to be number 43, Jonathan Pomeroy. Guess I read it wrong. So Pomeroy picks up about 8 on that. He gets up to the 34-yard line before he's stopped down. 10:25, clock running, period number 4. Ooh, ball on the ground. It is going to be carried in there by, I want to say that was probably going to be number, I think, 7. Is that Steve Lee? Yep, it looks like it. First down for the Hornets. The Hornets dressed in their dark jerseys with white numerals, so they're wearing black uniforms today. The Eagles with their road uniforms, white with blue numerals. Now the ball is going to be handed off in there to number 20, Mason Dean. Mason Dean will pick up a 5, maybe 6, as he finally battles his way up close to midfield. He'll be down at the 49. Now they'll say 7-yard gain. Mason Dean just is such a powerful runner. Eric Storrs split off to the near side. Storrs, a senior. He runs down, but this time will not figure into the play. The ball is going to be kept on the ground. Cody Snow gets back to the line of scrimmage, but will not get any appreciative running room. He will get to the 50-yard line, and they will put the ball down at about the, well, we'll call it the 49, over in Deposit Hancock territory. Third and about a yard. 9 minutes showing here in the final quarter. Ryan Slavik puts a man in motion, and now he'll go to the money man. That's going to be Andrew Kimmel. Kimmel gets up very, very, very close to first down territory. Now they're eyeballing it along, and are we going to see the signal? Nope, they're going to say we're going to measure. So the officials have called timeout. Coming out of the contest is Cody Snow. He wants to talk to the officials here on the near sideline. He's going to have the opportunity to do that as they bring in the chains. They put it down. They stretch out the chains. And let's see. He is going to be about the length of the football shy. Boy, it's a good thing they measured that time because he only needs maybe 2-3 inches, and then he will have the needed yardage. One of the interesting things, we see one of the co-captains, Dusty Carroll, has, you can tell, he plays defense, and he has the muddiest jersey on the field. This guy, you can see, has been in there all the time on defense, probably one of the unsung heroes. Fourth, the ball going in there again to Kimmel. Let's see, this time he'll get, whoo! Kimmel is not the man carrying the ball. Mason Dean carries the ball. Mason Dean down to the 40-yard line, and he is going to be tripped up there. I looked out and saw Andrew Kimmel standing back away from the pileup. Then you see that it was Mason Dean who gets that first down. Man goes in motion. The ball will be pitched back at the very last moment to Jonathan Pomeroy, and Pomeroy will make the turn and get a little bit of running room. Pomeroy, 5'7", 138 pounds. He'll pick up a yard. That's about it. Ryan Slavik just comes toward the near sidelines and then audibly gets the play from the bench. 7:39, the clock running, second and about 9. The Harpersville Hornets trail by 12, 26-14 is our score. Long count by Slavik. Now he goes to Mason Dean. Dean tries to stiff arm his man, but two men are in there to bring him down. One of them leading the charge was going to be number 9, that is Brett Baker. He and another teammate managed to make the stop. Loss on the play of a yard, possibly two. It will bring up a third, and we'll call it 12. The ball spotted down at the 42-yard line. The clock clicks to under 7 minutes. Slavik, barking his signals, goes in there to Kimmel, and Kimmel will get no running room at all. He is hit down for about a, well, we'll call it a 1 yard loss. The ball down at the 42 yard line in Eagle territory. So that brings up fourth and 12. Trailing by 2 touchdowns, you might just as well go for it, and that's exactly what the Hornets are going to do. Soares split to the near side. Slavik puts a man in motion. Dean goes back, and now look out. Slavik is going to be greeted by a whole host of tacklers at the 45-yard line, so he will lose another yard or two, and with that, it will be turned over to the Eagles on downs. 6 minutes remaining in this contest. So the defensive unit goes out onto the field. Boy, there are just two or three people we've made mention before. Of Dusty Carroll in his dirty uniform. He now goes by, slaps the shoulders of his defenders and saying, come on, guys, get tough now. Dropping back will be Lenio. Lenio going to hand the, whoo, the ball will be brought down hard, and Lenio pulled it back in, and he is going to be dropped for a loss of a couple of yards, back about to the 41-yard line. Well, an October weekend here in the Valley. Always a lot of things to do. If you check around, check the newspaper, see what's happening. Very interesting things happening on a weekend. Any weekend of the fall here in our Tri-Town area. Check out the activities.
James Weyrock, the sophomore, off to the near side. He's split out, but the play will go on the ground to number 7. That is Tyler Phillips, the junior running back. He manages to get a very, very, very slight gain on the play. Ball finally marked out at the 43-yard line. Brings up a 3rd and 11. 4:50 clock running. The Eagles leading in this ballgame 26-14 over the Harpersville Hornets. Talk about clean uniforms. Will Lesser split out to the near side. His look bleached white. The ball will be carried in there by number 26. That is Eli Holton Chandler. The sophomore running back gets up to the line of scrimmage, slightly across the field to about the, well, we'll call it the 45-yard line, and Harpers will call timeout. So we've got a pause in the action. Both teams walk to their respective benches. The Eagles of Deposit Hancock leading the Harpersville Hornets 26-14. You're listening to Football on a Saturday Afternoon on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Graves back at Harpersville. The kick by Brett Butler is not going to be a dynamic punt at all. It will go from about the 40-yard line across midfield to the 40-yard line in Harpersville territory. It'll take a bounce and be touched down at the 38, and the Hornets will take over from there. 4:25 left in this contest. The Hornets trailing by 2 touchdowns. Eric Storr split to the near side. Barking out the signals is going to be Ryan Slavik. He will go to Isaac Gatto. Gatto continues to stay up, gets across the 45, gains about 7, possibly 8, before he is finally tripped up. And it will be a 2nd and 2 for the Harpersville Hornets. 4:04, the clock ticks away. Meeting in the huddle. Now Eric Storrs and Isaac Gatto both split to the near side. Long count by Slavik, and he will go to the man who he is going to look to, and that is going to be Mary. I believe it. It's going to be Mason Dean. Let's see. I believe it is. First down for the Hornets. As he gets the ball down to the 43-yard line. 3:43 on the clock. Dean has been the workhorse in here today. Luke Johnson split to the far side. Pitched at the last moment off to Mason Dean. Dean has room to go. He gets down inside the 20 to the 15-yard line before he is finally brought down. Tackled in there by Josh Koch. So now with 3:22 showing on the clock, a score becomes a possibility, and 2 scores are still a possibility. The ball right on the chalk mark at the 15-yard line. Deep, deep, deep in Deposit Hancock territory. And look out. They give the ball to Andrew Kimmel. Kimmel will not get any running room. He's going to be thrown for a loss. Loss on that play of about 5 as they bring him back across the 20. Now they're going to say his touchdown be with a little bit more progress than that. So a loss on the play of a couple yards, but not the five that it looked like before. Second and 12. Slavik going to pitch it at the last moment to Isaac Gatto. Gatto still on his feet. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage at the 15. He's finally tripped up there. 2:24 and the clock still moving. So that will bring up a third and about nine. Pomeroy coming out of the ball game now as a play is being sent in from the near sideline coaching team. Going to have Gatto split way out to the near side. Man goes in motion, and the ball will be in the hands of, I believe that's Kimmel. Nope, 26. That is going to be number, that's going to be John Andrews. So now, inside the two-minute mark, and that concerns people. So as a result, we will have a timeout called by the Harpersville Hornets. They would like to make this an even tighter contest. You're listening to football on WCDL.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in three different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves back here at Harpersville. 26-14 game. The Deposit Hancock Eagles leading in this contest by 12. 1:43 showing. The ball's going to be pitched back to Mason Dean. Look out! Mr. Dean goes in again. So Mason Dean, scampering in from the 15-yard line, manages to score again. So Mason Dean putting the Harpersville Hornets back into this ballgame. 26-20 is our score. So the segment is going to be an interesting one, folks, and in that it is. Eric Storr is coming out of the contest now. John Andrews going into the game, running the play in. There will be an attempt to get the 2 points as they're going to keep it on the ground. The ball goes back. Isaac Gatto will get it. Isaac Gatto goes in for the PAT run. So Isaac Gatto takes it in. So the PAT run now means that it will be a 26-22 contest. Whee! And it will come right down to the wire. 1 minute, 37 seconds showing. We'll be back with the exciting conclusion of football on a Saturday afternoon on your station for sports, WCDO.
This is Nancy from the Trackside Diner in Sydney, inviting you to come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Whether you're in the mood for one of our daily specials, a great cup of coffee and conversation, or even breakfast in the middle of the day, the Trackside Diner is the place to be. And for your convenience, we also offer delivery for orders of $10 or more. So dine with us today at 88 Main Street, right next to the railroad tracks in Sydney, or give us a call at 563-3737.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1 minute, 37 seconds. Van Etten kicks it. It'll be an onside attempt, and the ball is going to be squirted away, and it will be falling on, and we'll wait and see who gets this one. The ball is going to be at the 45-yard line, and now they say it will be retained by Deposit Hancock. Whew. Interesting one. An onsides kick attempted by Brendan Van Etten. It didn't even look like it went the 10 yards before somebody touched it, but it was a loose ball. And it went then across midfield to about the 46. There is a meeting of the officials back at midfield at the 49-yard line. They're discussing matters there. They say that it was that the loose ball was retained by Deposit. Now they have to decide if there is a legal 10-yard kick. Who knows? 1:33 showing on the clock. If you like this weekend's football, remember, next weekend it will be Windsor at Unitego on Friday night. And then Bainbridge-Guilford at Walton in a Division 7 Class D game. Very important contest next Saturday afternoon. The conference is still going on. Now they finally break out of the huddle and get ready to go. Let's see, what have we got? Well, now the officials are ready to go. They've made their decision, whatever it is, and they're notifying both benches. The Harpersville players are meeting with their coach out in front of us while the white hat goes over to the far side and explains things to the Eagle coach. 1:33 remaining in this contest. 26-22 is the score. And I believe they're going to say that they're going to have to re-kick, that it was not a good kick. So Brendan Van Etten is teeing up the ball again at the 40-yard line. We never had any visible signals thrown up. But we did have a re-kick, so the ball is going to be kicked, and this time it is nowhere near 10 yards. The ball goes only from the 40 out to the 47-yard line, but nobody touched the ball either. So as a result, it will be the Eagles' ball in Harpersville territory. First and 10, 1:25 left in this game. Now they switch the footballs, get things ready to go. Watch out for a loose ball. If that comes out, it's going to be anybody's ball game. Right now, the Eagles leading in this contest by 4 points, 26-22. What had been a very, well, I don't want to say slow, that's not the right term, first half. And at the end of the half, it was only a 20-0 ball game. Now it is 26-22, so you can tell that things have tightened up greatly in the second half of this ball game. Ooh, loose ball, as we'll see what it was. The handoff that time went from Lenio to his fullback coming through. And boy, it was low and very difficult for him to get a hold of. I believe that was Rocco Christian. He retains possession of the football, gaining only about the length of the football or two, and that's it. So we are going to be having a momentary pause in the action while they try to get everybody going in the right direction to have the final moments of this ball game. You know that now you can hear all of these games because they're archived, and that means that you can go into the audio archives at any time and hear any game over again. You go to the WCDO website, that's WCDORadio.com. Click on the sports tab. Go into the audio vault, and all the games are right there. Just click and listen. 120 remaining in this contest. Lenio dropping back, hands it off in there to number 26. That is Eli Holton Chandler. He runs a long way to the far side of the field and then is tripped up. He is at midfield, a loss on that play of about 3 yards, 1 minute even, and the clock still running. They will be in no hurry to get up to the line of scrimmage. Remember, the Eagles lead in this ball game by 4 points. So they will have to get one play in, and then they may be able to run things down from there. So everybody converging on the football. Team is up to the line of scrimmage, but the timer is watching everything. And now they'll stand up. They'll take the delay of game penalty, I'm saying. And let's see. So the deposit, Hancock took a knee on that, and that'll let the time run out. So we're down to 10 seconds and going. The officials pick up the football, and with that, Harpersville players come to the near sideline. So we have ourselves a game written into the record books. 26-20 is our final score. So we have another game in the books, and this one won by the deposit Hancock Eagles over the Harpersville Hornets. We will be back with the closing wrap-up and all of our stuff coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Football on a Saturday afternoon on your station for sports, WCDO.
To help speed local recovery efforts, NBT Bank is now offering a special flood relief loan through October 31st, 2011. Flexible terms are available for a rate of 3% APR for both personal and business installment loans. Additional personal loan options are also available. We wish our customers and communities the best in their recovery efforts. We are here to help, so stop by or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
As your need for life insurance changes every day, so does your need for protection. And nobody can help you provide that protection like your local State Farm agent. You handle the tough questions in your life. Let State Farm handle the tough ones about life insurance. For more information on life insurance in Sydney, visit State Farm agent Rose Smith today. Call 563-3533.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Graves back here at Harpersville on a blustery afternoon. It's a very interesting thing. The fans are getting out of here as quickly as possible because it is a little bit chilly. And both teams are kneeling on the field listening to their respective coaches. You look up at the scoreboard and you see Deposit Hancock winning by a 26-22 contest. We will just simply say that the first half was won by Deposit Hancock. They built up a 20-0 lead. And the second half was pretty much won by the Harpersville Hornets as they battled back to lose it 26-22. A really good football game. I won't go through all of the individual stats. We'll let you pick those up on the newspaper reports later on. We will say that deposit touchdowns were scored by Evan Thomas, Tyler Phillips, Rocco Christian, and then Marcus Shaver. And pretty much all of the scoring for the Harpersville Hornets came from Mr. Mason Dean, as he managed to put it all together. So, let's see. Our post-game show is being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and always putting the customer's service, the customers first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC, and they sponsor the Offensive Player Award. Well, I don't think there's going to be a whole heck of a lot of surprise. The offensive player today has to be Mason Dean. He brought the Harpersville Hornets back in a very convincing manner. He would just like to have squeezed out another 3 or 4 or 5 points to make it even closer. The post-game show also sponsored by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items for a good deal. And a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet. 3 locations to serve you in Unadilla, in Oneonta, and in North Norwich. And on a day when it was very difficult to keep everybody up and going, the man that managed to make the defensive plays individually, and even more important, being the backbone of the defensive unit, keeping his charges going, our defensive player of the day is going to be Harpersville's Dusty Carroll. The All-Purpose Award is being sponsored by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call Rose Smith and her fine folks. Sydney, 563-3533. And the offensive player today is being awarded to Deposit Hancock's Rocco Christian. He was the man who managed to, when everybody else was down, he managed to just explode out of things and keep the action going. 2 or 3 times when everything had just sort of bogged down, it was Rocco Christian who could come through with a big pickup and the score when he needed it. So that's it. Next weekend, a couple of ball games, great ball games coming your way. One of them will be at Unitego on Friday night, as it will be Windsor at Unitego, and then it will be in Walton on Saturday afternoon, the contest between the BG Bobcats and the Walton Warriors. In the meantime, stay tuned to FM 101 and AM 1490 for all of your interesting events that are coming up. So here from Harpersville, hang on, everybody. Have yourself a good day. Harry Graves. So long, everybody.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.